A prayer from the collection.
Prayers for the Precious. All rights reserved. www.newpromise.net.
Self-image. Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who set your glory above the heavens. The Lord is King forever and ever. You have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare our hearts. You will cause your ear to hear.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ,
the true vine,
we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. In the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ,
I am.
We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We lift up our love and thanksgiving for the precious gifts of God bestowed on us through the suffering and death of his beloved Son, by the commandment of God our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope, to you and your family, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our advocate with the Father, in Christ we ask our Heavenly Father to release the fruit of Calvary over you and your house. Declare the victory of Jesus Christ in your lives. In Christ we ask the Father that as we pray and declare his word, that he would expose and bring to light all false beliefs, mindsets, and imaginations, tear down and destroy all strongholds of deception, and that he would pierce your hearts and saturate your minds with the truth of his word. In Christ we pray that God would send to you and yours the Spirit of truth and reveal to you and your people all things covered and make known to you and your family all things hidden. Then you and your family shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing when you see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. We give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, whose name alone is the Lord, who is the Most High over all the earth. In Christ we pray that you and each of your family members will find your identity in God, that you and your people will have strong confidence that you have been redeemed, you have been called by name, and you belong to the Lord. You are God's adopted sons and daughters. You are born of God. You are children of God. You are the brothers, sisters, friends, and confidants, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You have been chosen by God. You and your people are called to be saints. You and your family are the elect of God, holy and dearly beloved, beautiful, precious to his heart, and blameless in his eyes. You are a new creation, holy priests, vessels of honor, indwelled by his Holy Spirit, partakers of the divine nature of God, living temples of the living God. You and your family have been called with a holy calling, being predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, sanctified, justified, and glorified by God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, may the Lord reveal to you and your family that you are righteous, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for you, that you might become the righteousness of God in him. You and your people are worthy in Christ, the image and glory of God, God's very own workmanship, perfected, holy and without blemish, complete in Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, your hope, in Christ we pray, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you and yours the spirit of wisdom, revelation and knowledge, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, which you are, and the exceedingly greatness of God's power toward you and your house, who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Let all those who seek you, O Lord, rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. God has made you and your people to have dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under your feet. You and your family are God's fellow workers, chosen and appointed that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, established in Christ, anointed in God, sealed in the Holy Spirit, and filled with all the fullness of God. You and yours are joined to the Lord and one spirit with him, entwined with the vine of life, abiding in Jesus Christ and him in you, bearing much fruit. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory of your strength, may you and your people realize the fruits of the Spirit and be loving, kind, good, gentle, faithful, and patient, filled with peace and possessing joy and self-control, humble, meek, and forgiving, having a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, in Christ we pray that the Lord will show you and your family that you are people of integrity, confident, bold, creative, energetic, never growing weary in doing good, strong, prosperous, successful, healthy and prosperous, rich in mind, soul, and spirit, that you and your family are the salt and the light of the earth. You and your people are filled with the wisdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is called Wonderful. May the Lord open your eyes so that you can see and know in your hearts that you are a loving and giving people. You are servants for the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is called Counselor. May the Lord break through every barrier, heal every hurt, give you and your people eyes to see the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is Prince of Peace. May God lift the veil from your eyes and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see clearly the truth of his word, that your whole body may be filled with the glorious light of his truth. May the Spirit of the Lord be manifested in your thoughts, beliefs, and deeds. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is called Mighty God. May the Lord God establish you and your people in every good word and deed, and surely you and yours will keep his word and not deny his name. May you and your people continue to see yourselves blessed by the Lord that made heaven and earth, surrounded by God's favor and covered in his compassion. Many, O Lord our God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. They are more than can be numbered. We give thanks, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life so that we can be all that we are. Every word that we have declared is true, for God's word is eternal truth, proven, pure, and it endures forever. Whatever God does, whatever God says, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep, O Lord. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, we shall put our trust under the shadow of your wings. We are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give us drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. O continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. As the salt of the earth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time, so you will always be in the will of God, through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. In him who is a diadem of beauty, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. We will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you, O Lord, have magnified your word above all your name. God said it. We believe it. It is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.